DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
And now for a look at this week's radio recommendations, compiled by Angela and read by Gilly. And we start with Saturday the 1st of August. The store Wilkinson's, or Wilko as it became known, was a successful privately owned family business, offering low-priced household products from its chain of high street stores. So why did it falter during a cost of living crisis? In this week's edition of Toast, Sean Farringdon investigates. Toast is at 12:04 p.m. on Radio 4 and repeated tomorrow, Sunday the 2nd of August, at 9 p.m. This afternoon, you can hear Dame Penelope Keith, who recently died at the age of 86, in Noel Coward's play, Waiting in the Wings. Tensions rise at a home for retired actors when the famous Lotta Bainbridge arrives. Years earlier, Lotta married the former husband of another resident who has resolved never to forgive her, and their feud soon infects everyone around them. Waiting in the Wings is at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Then tonight, BBC Proms presents an evening devoted to Mahler's First Symphony, in which Nicholas Colon conducts the Aurora Orchestra in a performance of the work from memory. The concert starts at 7 p.m. on Radio 3. On to Sunday the 2nd of August. There's a dramatisation of Andrea Levy's award-winning 2004 novel exploring the racial prejudice encountered in post-war Britain. It runs each day in 10-minute slots for the next couple of weeks, but starting today with an extended broadcast of over an hour. There's a choice of times to tune in on Radio 4 Extra, 8:50 a.m, 1:50 p.m. or 7:50 p.m. Lauren Laverne's guest this week on Desert Island Discs is entrepreneur Emma Greed. Last year, Forbes magazine rated her as one of America's richest self-made women. Not bad for a humble start from London's East End. Tune in at 10 a.m. on Radio 4. Repeated on Friday the 7th of August at 9 a.m. There's the second and final part of Alice Childress's play Trouble in Mind. With opening night approaching, Willetta's growing unease with the play and her character comes to a head at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Finally for Sunday, Michael Mosley explores how switching to whole grain versions of foods can help lower blood pressure, improve heart health, and boost the gut microbiome. That's Just One Thing with Michael Mosley at 7:45 p.m. on Radio 4. And now a look at those programmes which are broadcast each day at the same time. In Tony Hawkes's Giving Nothing Away, the comedian explores issues surrounding inheritance tax and its impact on both society as a whole and on the people who acquire wealth they did nothing to earn, at 11:45 a.m. each day on Radio 4. The Bare Necessities is a new series in which Dan Richards seeks out the tradition bearers and carriers of ancient knowledge who choose to live in close connection with the natural world. He begins by meeting Zaki Bassam, an instructor of traditional skills and survival based in the Cairngorms National Park. The Bare Necessities is at 1:45 p.m. each day on Radio 4. This week's Composer of the Week is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 1756 to 1791. Kate Mollison tells Mozart's story through five relationships that shaped him and his music, beginning with the one he had with his father Leopold, at 4 p.m. each day on Radio 3. book at bedtime this week is Oliver Goldsmith's The Vicar of Wakefield. The Reverend Dr. Primrose enjoys a contented life in his idyllic country parsonage, but in a series of misfortunes and calamities, his world unravels. It's at 10:45 p.m. each night on Radio 4. And don't forget Small Island, which started yesterday at 8:45 a.m., 1:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. each day on Radio 4 Extra. Now here are some individual programmes to listen to throughout the week, starting with Monday the 3rd of August. Behind the Crime is a new series in which two forensic psychologists who work in prisons interview people about their time behind bars and the lives they led before their sentences. First up is Peter, who grew up in Gloucestershire. He reflects on the choices he made that led to his spending several years in a violent Ecuadorian prison. Behind the Crime is at 11 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Sunday the 9th of August at 5:10 p.m. After an unexpected offer of early retirement, Ellie starts pondering a move to the country. Will is looking to increase his income, which forces Mitch to think about moving out. Meanwhile, Morris is feeling happy. That's in this week's sitcom Alone at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. More comedy at 6:30 p.m. tonight with a choice of Just a Minute on Radio 4 or The Incomparable Dad's Army on Radio 4 Extra. Dad's Army can also be heard at 7:30 a.m. or 12:30 p.m. earlier today. Next, Tuesday the 2nd of August. Today's Radio 4 drama is Sunbird, a romantic comedy starring Lucy Speed. Lizzie unexpectedly finds herself in a love triangle while on holiday in Ibiza at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Followed by Lady on Trial with Lucy Worsley. And this week, Lucy and her guests discuss the case of Victorian singer and campaigner Georgina Weldon, who launched a number of legal actions after her husband tried to have her committed to a psychiatric hospital, at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. In WhatsApp Docs, Chris and San Van Tulliken this week explore how much water the human body really needs. Tune in at 4:30 p.m. on Radio 4, and it's repeated on Saturday the 8th of August at 9:30 a.m. Then this evening, there's a documentary which explores a covert Cold War trade in which Jewish lives were exchanged for livestock and cash. The programme follows two children raised in communist Romania without their parents, who had defected to the West, and how they were eventually reunited with their families. That's A Romanian Ransom at 8 p.m. on Radio 4 and repeated tomorrow, Wednesday the 3rd of August at 11 a.m. It's followed by In Touch with Peter White at 8:40 p.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Sunday the 9th of August at 5:45 a.m. Now, Wednesday the 5th of August. When Canadian academic Kate Bowler was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, the support she received from those around her was overwhelmingly positive. Matthew Saeed asks why people often reach for positivity in the face of suffering and where that instinct comes from. That's Sideways at 9 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated tomorrow, Thursday the 6th of August at 5:04 a.m. It's an oft-repeated fact that the human body is 70% water. But what exactly does that mean, and where is it all? Emily Knight investigates in The Ocean Within Us at 3:30 p.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Friday the 7th of August at 11:30 p.m. In the BBC Proms tonight, conductor Ka-Chun Wong leads the Halle Orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall in a programme built around Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, including Ravel's The Valley of the Bells and Nadia Boulanger's single movement Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra. The concert starts at 6 p.m. on Radio 3. Then it's off to Middlesbrough Town Hall for a pre-recorded prom featuring Northumbrian folk group The Unthanks as they join the Royal Northern Symphonia for an evening of Northern storytelling with strings. That starts at 8:10 p.m. on Radio 3. It's followed by a concert to mark the 40th anniversary of Paul Simon's Grammy-winning album Graceland. With the New Civilization Orchestra and Paul Simon's original collaborators, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, at 7:15 p.m. on Radio 3. Moving on to Thursday the 6th of August. The Guitar Story is a new series in which John Wilson explores the story of the guitar as a driver of social and cultural change. He begins with the development of the classical guitar in Spain, alongside the adoption of blues guitar and early experiments with electrification, at 9:30 a.m. on Radio 4. Then, in Sliced Bread this week, Greg Foote and guests examine the science of pillows, finding out whether a pillow's shape and stuffing can affect sleep quality, at 12:32 on Radio 4 and repeated on Saturday the 8th of August at 5:30 p.m. Today's Radio 4 drama is A Portmerian Love Affair with Life, a gentle drama set in the summer of 1966, which imagines the Beatles' manager, Brian Epstein, finding an unexpected connection with a thoughtful young gardener at the Italianate village of Portmerian at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Finally, to Friday the 7th of August, the drama Limelight Central Intelligence continues. In 1966, Soviet nuclear power is growing and Lyndon B. Johnson wants answers. Inside the CIA, Eloise Page and Richard Helms are trying to bring the agency into a new age of intelligence at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Then later on tonight, why not wind down with Classic FM and Calm Classics, a selection of relaxing music designed to ease away the stresses and strains of the day. It starts at 10 p.m. on Classic FM. Happy listening.
Now for the audio-described television programmes for Saturday, 1st of August to Friday, 7th of August 2026, compiled by Lisa and read by Diane. On BBC One, on Saturday the 1st, you can catch up with Homes Under the Hammer at 12 noon, followed by Bargain Hunt from Shrewsbury at 1:15. BBC Two are showing the classic Marlon Brando movie On the Waterfront at 10:05, followed by A Cook Abroad, Rachel Coo's Malaysia at 12:50. There's more cookery over on ITV One at 12 noon in Prewleith's Cotswold Kitchen. There's more movie action on BBC One at 3:55 when Ben Stiller stars in fantasy comedy Night at the Museum 2. Alan Partridge pops up in the Peak District at 9:10 in How Are You? It's Alan, starring Steve Coogan. Over on BBC Two at 4:40, it's part 3 of Evolution, in which Chris Packham examines the evolution of the bat, followed by a classic sci-fi movie at 5:40, when Christopher Reeve stars as Superman. ITV One has Deal or No Deal Celebrity Special at 7 p.m, followed by spy adventure movie Casino Royale at 8 p.m, Daniel Craig's first appearance as James Bond 007. It's all a little more serious on Channel 4 with Hitler's Games, Berlin 1936 at 8 p.m. This documentary film tells the story of several remarkable athletes, including record-breaking sprinter Jesse Owens, but also how Hitler used the games as propaganda. This is followed by Dictator, the Hitler Interviews at 9 p.m., the first of a three-part series. Now for Sunday. Daytime options are a little limited, although ITV1 have Fern Britain Inside the Vets at 11:30, followed by Tom Kerridge Cooks Italy at 12:30. There's also a classic James Bond adventure, The Man with the Golden Gun, at 2:10 p.m, starring Roger Moore as 007. Cricket fans might be interested in The 100 at 2:15 on BBC Two, which has full commentary of MI London versus Manchester Supergiants from the Oval. The ladies' match is first followed by the men's match, which starts at 6. BBC One's evening schedule includes Celebrity Escape to the Country at 6 p.m, and episode 3 of apocalyptic drama The Rapture airs at 9 p.m. If romantic comedy is more to your taste, catch the award-winning movie Shakespeare in Love at 10 p.m. over on BBC Two. Gwyneth Paltrow and Joseph Fiennes star. There's part 2 of thought-provoking documentary Force of Nature on ITV One at 7 p.m, narrated by Andrew Lincoln, followed at 8 by the return of popular crime drama Vandervolk, starring Mark Warren as the Dutch detective. Over on Channel 4, there's comedy film Sister Act at 4:35, starring Whoopi Goldberg and Dame Maggie Smith. And then at 8 p.m, there's a new series, Richard E. Grant's Very Modern Odyssey. The actor retraces the 20-year journey of Odysseus in Homer's Greek classic. At 9 p.m, Claudia Winkleman is joined by Jules Holland at London Bridge Station for episode 4 of The Piano. And there's the Oscar-winning drama Erin Brockovich at 10:05 p.m, starring Julia Roberts in the title role. Turning now to this week's soap schedule. Monday we have EastEnders at 7:30 on BBC One and Emmerdale and Corrie on ITV One at 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. respectively. Tuesday has EastEnders at 7:30 p.m. and Emmerdale and Corrie at 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, it's EastEnders at 7:30 p.m. and Emmerdale and Corrie at 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Thursday is EastEnders at 7:30 with Emmerdale at 8 p.m. and Corrie at 8:30 p.m. Moving on to Monday, 3rd of August. BBC One has Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15 a.m. and BBC Two offers The Hairy Biker's Baycation at 2:45 when Si and Dave visit Tuscany. It's Dickinson's Real Deal at 2 p.m. on ITV One, and Find It, Fix It, Flog It is on Channel 4 at 12:10, this week from Oxford. BBC One's evening schedule is not exactly packed, but you can catch episode 4 of The Rapture at 9 p.m. Over on BBC Two, Chris Packham studies dolphins in part 4 of Evolution at 9 p.m, followed by The Gentle Charm of Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing at 10, when Bob and Paul take a boat trip on the Norfolk Broads. ITV One have Fletcher's Family Farm at 7:30 p.m, and at 9 p.m, there's a brand new series of Long Lost Family, Born Without Trace, presented by Davina McCall and Nikki Campbell. Over on Channel 4 at 4 p.m, it's part 1 of Saving Country Houses with the late, great Penelope Keith, followed by Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. At 8 p.m, there's another episode of Dover 24/7, Britain's Busiest Port. A new series of Celebrity Hunted kicks off at 9 p.m. in aid of Stand Up to Cancer. And at 10, it's Secret Lives of Gypsy Wives. And so now to Tuesday. BBC One has Bargain Hunt at 12:15, whilst over on ITV One at 2 p.m, Dickinson's Real Deal visits Crewe. The only other daytime offering of interest is another match in the 100 series. This time, Sunrisers Leeds take on London Spirit at the hallowed ground of Headingley. The ladies play at 3 p.m. and the men at 6 p.m. Live coverage with full commentary, a real treat for cricket fans. BBC One has part 4 of The Great British Sewing Bee at 8 p.m. This week's theme is a celebration of Mexican textiles. Followed by, and in total contrast, part 5 of Murder 24/7, an investigation into the murder of a Hereford man, which took place in 2025. BBC Two's evening highlight is Interview with the Vampire at 9:30, another episode of the Gothic horror series based on Anne Rice's best-selling The Vampire Chronicles. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but vampires do seem to be all the rage these days. ITV One has Inside the Langham, Britain's first grand hotel, at 7:30 p.m. The hotel's CEO arrives to inspect an ambitious renovation. Channel 4 has more Saving Houses with Penelope Keith at 4 p.m, followed by Chateau DIY at 5. An interesting sounding documentary continues at 8 p.m, Hotel Chocolat Unwrapped, in which we go behind the scenes at one of Britain's biggest independent chocolate makers. Then it's episode 2 of Celebrity Hunted at 9, and we round off the evening with the Armchair Critics on Gogglebox at 10 p.m. Now it's Wednesday, and BBC One has Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, followed by Bargain Hunt at 12:15. Over on ITV One at 2 p.m, Dickinson's Real Deal visits Oldham, whilst Find It, Fix It, Flog It visits Suffolk at 12:10, on Channel 4. Cricket is again the main event, with live commentary from Trent Bridge of Trent Rockets versus Birmingham Phoenix from 2:45. As usual, it's ladies first, followed by the men's game. Very slim pickings this evening on ITV One, apart from the soaps, which we've already mentioned. Channel 4 has Saving Country Houses at 4 p.m. and Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. The property theme continues at 8 p.m. with Extraordinary Extensions. Tiny Temper meets a couple who have spent $3.5 million to turn their Surrey home into a Marbella-inspired luxury party resort. The phrase more money than sense does spring to mind. Then at 9 p.m, Simon Pegg stars in episode 5 of The Undeclared War, when Barbara comes under Charlie's scrutiny as tragedy strikes GCHQ. Now for Thursday, the Hairy Bikers continue their vacation on BBC Two at 2:45, this time visiting Lyon, the culinary capital of France, whilst Dickinson's Real Deal visits slightly less glamorous Sheffield over on ITV One at 2 p.m. Catch the final part of Fake or Fortune on BBC One at 8 p.m, in which Fiona Bruce visits Somerset to authenticate 15 unsigned prints of painter Lucian Freud's etching Girl with a Fig Leaf. Is it Freud or fraud? Followed by Who Do You Think You Are at 9 p.m. This week, world champion athlete Katarina Johnson-Thompson sets out to trace her Bahamian history. A fairly packed schedule on BBC Two, starting with Escape to the Country at 7 p.m, followed by Digging for Britain at 8 p.m, when Alice Roberts explores the archaeological finds at Tintern Abbey in Monmouthshire. At 9, it's the final part of The Devil in the Family, The Fall of Ruby Frankie. And then at 10, another episode of the intriguingly quirky Inside Number 9, starring Rhys Shearsmith. Tom Kerridge visits a tomato farm in Italy at 7:30 over on ITV One, the fourth helping of Tom Kerridge Cooks Italy. Then at 9, it's another stage in The Chase Around the World as the teams land in Paris. Another property-themed selection on Channel 4, starting with Saving Country Houses at 4 p.m. and Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. Then at 8 p.m., Renovation Rescue visits West Sussex, where artist Penny dreams of a relaxing seaside retirement near her family. And now for Friday the 7th of August. The Hairy Bikers are in northern Spain at 2:45 on BBC Two on the final leg of their journey, whilst David Dickinson visits Newport at 2 on ITV One. He's definitely drawn the short straw again. Meanwhile, the Find It, Fix It, Flog It team visit Norfolk at 12:10 on Channel 4. An interesting documentary on BBC One at 7:30pm, The Nanas, Age Against the Machine, a Welsh punk band made up of six women aged over 50, follow their dream of playing at an all-female punk festival in New York. Followed by the final episode of Granite Harbour at 8, when Lindo and Bart race against time to find the real killer. At 9pm, there's another episode of comedy Android, starring Diane Morgan and Sue Johnston. On BBC Two at 6:30pm, Roman Kemp discovers how beetroot can boost our minds and bodies in just one thing. And at 9pm, it's Bergerac, the Jersey sleuth, and his team uncover fresh evidence in the hunt for a notorious criminal. Football is back on ITV One. There's full commentary of the first round League Cup clash between Middlesbrough and Wrexham from 7:30pm. More Saving Country Houses on Channel 4 at 4pm and Chateau DIY at 5pm. Then at 8pm, it's part 4 of Surgery Secrets of the Super Rich. And that concludes this week's audio described television listings. Not a vintage crop, as is sometimes the case at this time of year, but hopefully everyone will find something of interest.
TNF Soundings.